Thank you, Susie. And I'm with you on that one. Track 4. Lockdown launched and flying high. While the pandemic years were tough, lockdowns lifted spirits, literally, for a Norfolk pilot and blossomed, again literally, for an engineer. Rum. When the pandemic grounded pilot Ben Crisp, it was a chance for his new business idea to fly.
Several years previously, he had tasted a remarkable rum and wondered whether he could create something similar in Norfolk. The result was the Norfolk Spirit Company and Norfolk Rum. While the rum is not entirely Norfolk, it needs sugar cane rather than sugar beet, it is created in the county and flavourings include coffee roasted in Norwich and honey made by Narborough bees. Ben sold his first bottle of rum in June 2020, but admitted, "The pandemic years were hard. We were trying to launch a new brand from scratch and unable to really take it anywhere. All the events were stopped, the pubs were closed, and you were unable to go to shops to try and get it stocked. But as restrictions were relaxed, business picked up." Eventually, father of two Ben from Mulbarton was able to return to his job as an airline captain, but said he is considering cutting his flying hours to devote more time to what has become a thriving family business. "My dad thought I was crazy when I said I was going to set up Norfolk Rum, but is now obsessed with it, and my mum, who is fed up with my dad talking about rum, helps at events," said Ben. He dreamt up the concept with his partner Helen, a high school vice principal. Helen's mum, Teresa Robinson, is also involved. Plus Ben's friend Harry Ferguson, who founded Glanford-based Folks Coffee. "We are starting to see regular orders from all corners of the UK," said Ben. Business was also boosted by an appearance on Alan Titmarsh's ITV programme, Love Your Weekend. "When you see the reaction of people who try it for the first time, or when you get returning customers, it is incredibly rewarding," said Ben. He said Norfolk Spiced Rum is particularly popular. "It is very smooth and perfect to drink neat. We also have launched a coconut rum liqueur, and the response has blown us away. With a bit of pineapple juice, it's like a pina colada." He plans to move to bigger premises near Norwich to allow the business to expand, admitting, "I'm always coming up with new ideas, to the dismay of the others. With flying, as much as I enjoy it, my life is dictated for me. I am told where I will be going and what time I have to be there. I have a lot more control and a bit more flexibility with Norfolk Rum."
Chocolate. Instead of selling houses, Isabel Smith now creates and sells exquisite jewel-like chocolates.
Made redundant from her job as an estate agent during the pandemic, she drew on a childhood hobby to set up 29 Degrees Chocolatiers. 29 degrees is the temperature at which chocolate is tempered. "I always used to make truffles for friends and family at Christmas," said Isabel. During 2020, she taught herself how to make coloured and filled chocolates. "They went down really well with friends and family, so just after Christmas, I decided to start selling them," said 24-year-old Isabel, who moved to Starston near Harleston with her boyfriend Charlie last year. He works in London, but Isabel said, "He's very good about giving up his weekends to come and help me set up at markets early in the morning, but I pay him well in chocolate samples, so he's happy." Her chocolates include tiny, intricately detailed oranges and lemons, pyramids filled with whipped whiskey and honey, and a minty vegan version. "I'm completely self-taught, but I've always loved cooking and baking," said Isabel. "I was made redundant and unemployed for about 4 months during lockdown, and I don't do well if I don't have things to keep me busy, so I put all my efforts into the business." She converted an outbuilding into a chocolate kitchen, and her chocolates are now stocked by hotels, restaurants and delis and sold online and at markets in East Anglia and in Northumberland, where she grew up. "One box made its way to Alaska before Christmas," said Isabel. "I hadn't done any form of science since GCSE, and reading up on this was like in A-level chemistry. The tempering of the chocolate is all about getting the molecules right, and small things can completely ruin it. When I was practicing in the kitchen, it could be 3 degrees too warm and it would go wrong. Even getting used to my airbrush gun took maybe 4 or 5 months. She now finds making chocolates easy and loves meeting customers and selling at markets. Doing everything else that comes with running your own business is the tricky bit, though, she says. Her most popular flavours include salted caramel and rum and raisin. And people are always surprised by how much they like the coconut, cardamom and lime, said Isabel. This year, she has created Easter eggs, too.
Flowers. When Kevin Barker wanted to lay flowers on his mother's grave for Mothering Sunday, the country was deep into the third national coronavirus lockdown.
Unable to buy flowers, Kevin, who worked with sheet metal as a refrigeration engineer, decided to try to make a metal version of her favourite flower, a sunflower. It was such a success that 2 years on, he's changed career and now makes and sells metal flowers full-time. His bouquet of blooms includes roses, daffodils, daisies and poppies, as well as sunflowers, plus butterflies and dragonflies. Each is handmade from mild steel and sanded, polished and lacquered for a shiny finish. The end flowers will patinate rust over time, giving a weathered, authentic look to any garden, said Kevin, of Clinch Wharton near King's Lynn. He runs KW Metal Flowers with his wife, Wendy, who's an NHS worker. He sells the flowers at county shows, including the Royal Norfolk Show, and they've been sent as far as Australia. I just like creating something that people really love, said Kevin. He will continue selling at shows and online and hopes to start making flowers for charities and hospices too. His first flower, a sunflower, was made in memory of his mother, and Kevin said the design, alongside his roses, is still his most popular garden sculpture.
Bread, toast and milk. When the pandemic hit, the hospitality industry disappeared almost overnight, said Norwich hospitality manager and recruiter Tom Ginn. Like many, I was left without a job and was forced to retrain in another sector.
Remarkably, his lockdown-launched business, Bread Hospitality, was almost immediately successful. I always believed, due to the resilient and robust nature of the hospitality industry, that when the reopenings were announced, there would be an unprecedented demand for support, said Tom. We launched the business in February 21, whilst hospitality was still closed, and by March we had hired our first employee. By the end of the year, his new recruitment, design, marketing and consultancy company was working with more than 100 businesses across London and the east of England. It encouraged Tom to open two restaurant businesses, Toast Kitchen and Milk Soft Serve, in the new Yarm in Norwich's Royal Arcade. Being able to work for myself is a dream come true, said Tom, who grew up in Norwich and is delighted to be able to base his businesses in his home city. Never again do I have to miss a school play or sports day. Working flexible hours for myself and being able to offer the same to my amazing team was a priority. He and his wife Laura now employ 16 people across four businesses: bread, toast, milk, and a gym. And although the pandemic years were tough, Tom said they helped him prioritise. Without the pandemic, I feel I would still be working as an employee in a role I didn't enjoy.
Dinosaurs. Artistic mother and daughter duo Jill Smith and Jennifer Watson set up their design studio, Dodo and Dinosaur, in 2020 to produce an A to Z book of extinct animals.
Professional paleontologists praise the accurate and charming artwork of an A to Z of extraordinary extinct creatures, which introduced young children to 26 weird and wonderful extinct beasts in rhymes and pictures. They went on to create dinosaur-themed children's clothing and accessories and worked with Norfolk Museums and Norwich Science Festival and the charity trails of T-Rex and mammoth sculptures around Norfolk. Their latest project, with the charity Friends of Crystal Palace Park, focuses on the dinosaur sculptures created for the 1851 Great Exhibition, which still stands in Crystal Palace Park in London. Their book Extraordinary Extinct Crystal Palace Dinosaurs, is published this spring. Mum, Jill of Yaxham near Dereham, a graphic artist and illustrator, and her daughter Jennifer of nearby Hockering, who worked in marketing and design, combined their love of art and the natural world in Dodo and Dinosaur. Part of the inspiration came from Jennifer's son, Artie, who is fascinated by dinosaurs. "We were grateful to have a focus during the pandemic," said Jennifer, whose second baby was born during the pandemic. They research together, and then Jill paints each animal and Jennifer develops the pictures into finished designs. Their most popular products is the A to Z book and card game. And Jennifer said, "Our best-selling small item is our fridge magnets, as both adults and children love choosing the creature with a letter to match their own name."
Painting. Nobody could work out why television producer Ben Kendall was quite so ill early in the spring of 2020.
Just before the first lockdown, he had already been poorly for several weeks. "One day I was out running with my friends, the next I couldn't move off the sofa," he said. "It got worse and worse, and then one night I collapsed and had to be taken to hospital in an ambulance." He spent 5 nights in hospital and many months trying to regain his health. "I had what I now know was long COVID, but at the time no one really knew about that. I was still in a lot of pain and suffering insomnia and anxiety," said Ben. "Painting was one of the things I turned to for help. Until a few years ago, even my wife didn't really know I could paint. It's something I did as a kid and then largely drifted away from as an adult. But it's always been something that I enjoy and find good for my mind. I'd always regretted letting my love of art slip, so I made a conscious effort to set aside time every day to practice and develop my skills and find my own style." That turned out to be semi-abstract, influenced by post-impressionist art. "I was always shy about telling people I painted, but I've been blown away by the positive feedback. The kind comments I got were what spurred me on to take it more seriously and start selling and exhibiting my work," said Ben, who is a producer on BBC Look East. "I've also had some negative comments, but I've learnt to accept that that's art. I don't expect everyone to like what I do. I've had lots of advice from other artists, and although I'm still new to it, it seems a really supportive community. I live in Norwich, and I think it's a beautiful city, so I often paint parts of it. I also love the coast, particularly Cromer and the surrounding area." He is March Artist of the Month at the Craftworks Art Gallery in Harleston, and his paintings will be on show in the Gallery Norfolk in Cromer from April. Now recovered from COVID, he has emerged from the pandemic with a new hobby and business and a new appreciation of his health. "I'd never imagined I could be so ill," said Ben.
Events. Finn Robertson said it was partly fear which prompted him to set up his food events business while still a teenager.
He was studying production arts at Norwich City College when the pandemic hit. Suddenly, the course was being run remotely and projects involving hands-on experience became decidedly hands-off. Finn, now 20, whose parents run a food business, began a college project on putting together a food festival event and turned it into a real-world business. He designed it to celebrate and showcase Norfolk food, but admitted, "The main reason I started Native to Norfolk was out of fear." Even before COVID, he said producers were withdrawing from some events where pitches had become too expensive and were making more from wholesale sales than from meeting people at markets and events. "But if we aren't out there showing people who we are, they won't know about us," said Finn. "I'm fighting to make sure our consumers don't lose these experiences and don't get the chance to forget our industry." Instead of taking up his university place, he decided to capitalise on his contacts in the food industry by starting his business straight away. I decided to skip university and teach myself what I'd learn at university and make myself some money at the same time, rather than getting into serious debt, with the glimmer of hope that when I returned, there's something to build upon, said Finn. COVID taught me that anything can happen at any point, and you really can't plan for anything because it can be stripped from you at the snap of a finger, said Finn. If you've got the passion and motivation, the world is your oyster. The worst thing that can happen is it doesn't work out. Alongside running Native to Norfolk, Finn of Falsham near Reefham works for his mum, Candy, of Candy's Cupboard, who makes an award-winning range of chutneys and sauces, and for Crush Foods, also based in Sull, near Reefham. Other work includes helping food and drink companies on market stalls and at events. This month, he launches his new second Sunday of the month market at Reefham Station Cafe, and is also planning two markets on 22nd April and 19th August, and a bigger food fair on 14th of October at the Forum in Norwich. I feel we should be out there showing everyone who we are, what we do, and what is on our doorstep, which then keeps everything flowing into our communities rather than having our hard-earned money being spent at large chains and leaving Norfolk to be in some executive's pocket rather than doing good around us, said Finn.